Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Natural Radio Show. My name is Indira Mendes, and I am the host for Natural Radio Show, where beautiful women and men worldwide come together in peace, harmony, and respect to discuss and rich conversations about life skills and self-development. So tonight's broadcast is going to be about what you don't know can't hurt or help you in relationships. And the reason why I wanted to bring this to the forefront is because you have a lot of relationships that are, going on, and a lot of times it could be friendships, it could be relationships that you are in, with a partner, or it can actually be, family relationships, things of that dynamic. And a lot of times, I feel that, or in my opinion, that the phrase "go on" by people's dishonesty and lack of frankness. So usually, you will get that phrase or have that activity going on in a relationship that is not transparent or not put on principles that are strong founded, basically having a strong foundation. So usually, a lot of times, people who are either living a double life or people who choose to be dishonest in their relationship, carry on a whole different type of lifestyle, whereas, it could be a marital person may not know of or be aware of, or it can also be just friendships. People who you establish a bond with, you can have people who try to pretend to be your friend, but they're really not your friend. And they basically two-faced it. So usually a lot of times, dishonesty is the foundation of that friendship. And, just hypothetically speaking, and usually it's predicated on just the person not being forthcoming, okay? So the whole purpose is to discover why, this ideology can hurt or not help the person in the relationship that you are in, okay? Like I said, this can also be predicated towards union as well. It can be very destructive. So I wanted to start off by saying, or highlighting some of the reasons of why, to the person who is advocating this phrase, whereas they feel that the person who they are with or in friendship with or whatever feel like as though what they don't know can hurt them, the reason why most people operate in that arena is because of, one, deceitfulness, as I mentioned before, and a lot of times what that look like is a person gaslighting you, giving you misleading information, or or prospects of their character. So basically, you know how when you meet someone and they will be on their best behavior and, they'll show all of their good qualities to you, show that they are, nice or whatever the case might be. But as time goes on, you begin to see their true colors and you begin to see who and what they are, even in relationships. You have people married to each other and they still don't know who that person is. For instance, you think you are with a heterosexual or married to a heterosexual woman or man, or let's say a woman who's a heterosexual, she finds out that her husband is a homosexual and they're married together, and this is all because of this guy having a secret life and what he's doing, and, you know, this is his secret to life is along with his habit, something that makes him feel satisfied, you know, and then they perpetuate this type of relationship because they feel that they can get away with it and their wife not know, and me just giving a hypothetical situation. So they can carry on their homosexual lifestyle and the wife will not even be aware or even have a clue what this person is doing, you know, as far as their double life, okay? Even in friendships, you have people that pretend to act like they are for you and success, you know, as far as you being successful and things of that sort, and then you come to find out that the person is really rooting for your downfall or making you doing certain things to sabotage you being successful. So this has a lot to do with the person being deceitful, and what I mean as far as people prospects, their misleading prospects of a person's character. So you wouldn't even know that this person or friend per se had these types of traits until you actually see how they have sabotaged you or the things they have done or said about you to prevent you from being successful, okay? So a lot of times, whatever the person is doing behind scenes, whether they are defaming your character or they just simply doing things to cause delays or cause some type of destruction to go on in your life, you know, this can cause like a, you know, a discord, or this is just for you to highlight and to understand the signs when you see this. So if a person is showing you these traits, and trust me, you will see it early on, you get the red flags early on about a person, and if they are showing traits of, you know, being deceitful in any kind of way, you know, you should pay attention to that, okay, because that can cost you a lot, and that person who's doing all of this stuff behind scenes, doing it in secret, you know, they might feel that, oh, this can't hurt them because they don't know about it, but eventually, what a person do in the dark will always come to light, okay? Another factor pertaining to deceitfulness is the person's aspect, as I mentioned as an example, their double lifestyle. You have people who enjoy pretending to be something that they are not, and, you know, having people believe certain things that are not true, which also goes by the fact of, okay, if they, what they don't know can't hurt them. In other words, okay, well, if I'm doing X, Y, Z behind scenes and this person don't know or these group of people don't know what I'm doing, it can't hurt them at the end of the day, not realizing, once again, what you do in the dark will eventually come to light. So, in essence of what I'm saying is that people could talk a good game, they could do a lot, but at the end of the day, action speaks louder than words, okay? Action, progress, what else? Things that are foundational, you know, these are actually components that are, that can stick as far as when people are actionary about real progress and with real missions and agendas and moving forward. And, you know, just a, you know, a general base, okay? So that was one aspect of why or reason why people go off of the notion of what can't hurt a person. I mean, excuse me, what a person don't know can't hurt them because of deceitfulness being one. Some of the factors are that the person who is doing it, they feel that it's better to lie. You got people who are pathological liars, where they say one lie after another because that's just a defect in their character and who they are. They like to make up stories. They like to mislead people and not really give the whole truth about a matter. okay? So the reason why it's better for that person to lie is because of lack of honesty, lack of genuinity, and lack of morale. So if a person feels like they're lying to you, they might feel like, okay, who are you for me to tell you the truth? Not realizing that you could be someone who's very valuable, someone who can actually make a difference. And because people don't know who you are, and because you have people who underestimate you as a person, who think that they can get over on you, eventually, you know, karma has a way of always coming around full circle to that person. So even in essence of a person lying to you, and if you are an intuitive person, you know, and you know when someone is lying to you, whether by body language, tone, or just in their demeanor, you know it, then you have to feel in essence that, okay, if you like it, I love it. So in other words, if they like lying, you love it because you're already 10 steps ahead of the person. Okay, and you know what this person is about, and you know that they're a pathological liar. Okay, and that's just, you know, me just highlighting the fact of why people feel as though what a person or group of people don't know can't hurt them. Okay, and that's not good, because it could cost you relationships that are, you know, valuable, I want to stress that, productive, and something that has potential for success in the future. It can jeopardize that, okay? It can jeopardize the fact of a person having trust in a person and being able to carry on a healthy relationship, okay? So deceitfulness, and a person feel as though it's better for them to lie than to tell the truth, okay? And also, people love living a lie because it's comfortable, because they don't have to be who they are. They don't. But one thing I would say is that at the end of the day, people that do lie and have a conscience, they have to go to bed the next day or same day when they lie, if you have a conscience. And they have to think about all of the misleading and guiding that they've done at the end of the day, because the way I see it is that the mountain of lies is going to be bigger than who they are or what they're trying to present to other people. Okay? And they don't feel good about themselves when they have a conscience. Now, people who don't have a conscience, they don't go to bed with thinking about, oh, why did I lie? Why did I say this? Or whatever the case might be, because they are pathological liars. It's a part of their nature. It's a part of who they are. You can't change these people. Okay? But these people will never understand the detriment of their ways until they actually see how destructive their patterns are. Okay? Another factor is the reason why people feel as though what you don't know can't hurt you is because they want to prevent exposure, another way of gaslighting you. But they want to prevent exposure to the truth, transparency, and to get a clear picture of things. Okay, this is why some people do not tell the truth or feel comfortable with the fact of another person not knowing the whole entire truth about a matter. Okay, so in essence of that, it's better for that person to live the lie and carry on that lie for as long as it can go on until it's exposed. Okay? Last thing is bad character. As I said, pathological liars. That's a bad attribute of a person as far as being a pathological liar. Okay? and relationships for you young men that are out there. I understand that you're young. You have your whole life ahead of you. You may be in a relationship. You may have developed love for a woman that you're with in relationship. And you might feel, oh, it's better for me. Or what my girl don't know can't hurt her. It can actually hurt her. It can. Because even after, as a young man, I'm talking to you young men, even after y'all break up, she's still going to be scarred from your lack of dishonesty when everything hits the fan. So this is why you have to be very careful in everything that you do, everything that you say. Always think twice about your actions and really evaluate the fact, do I love this woman? And this could be for middle-aged and older men. When you're with a woman, you need to ask yourself, do I really love this woman, to be truthful and honest to her? Some men feel as though they got to be honest to themselves and tell that woman straight up. And you tell the woman straight up, listen, I'm going to see other women, or whatever the case might be, you know. And some use the reason of polygamy as a reason to justify their behavior, which it doesn't validate their manhood when you do that, especially when you don't have the right attributes on how to carry a polygamous relationship with multiple women. Okay? But you have some men who respect the women that they are with and will never, ever, you know, be dishonest or disgraceful to that woman as far as embarrassing her when she's not on the scene. He's going to think twice that if I'm misrepresenting myself, then I'm misrepresenting the woman who I'm with. You know, they'll realize that they don't have no value for that woman if they're doing something that's dishonest, or let alone self-respect. Okay, so you young men that are out there, please listen to me. Understand that whatever you're doing, it will catch up to you. And yes, it do have an effect on, you know, the young ladies or women that you are with when you're not transparent. Okay? So, now that I've talked about all of the ways of how what a person can't know or don't know can hurt them or whatever the case might be, you know, I want to talk about the ways of how it can hurt a person. But before I even begin going on that aspect, I'm going to open up the line for any questions, comments, or concerns. If anyone wants to share in addition to why or the reason behind why people uphold the notion of what you don't know can't hurt you in relationships. So, 917, you on air? 917? Okay. All right, so we just have a listener. You just want to listen in, that's fine. That's okay if you don't have anything that you want to say. However, I'm going to move forward. I want to talk about why this can hurt the other party or groups of people. Now, for one, if you are a leader and you are someone that other people look up to, when you don't give a positive example or live in a positive example, you lead people astray. As they would say, leading the sheep astray. Okay? You don't lead people into actual truth. Okay? So what actually happens in essence of it all is that when regarding a group of people, a leader to a group of people, and just generally speaking, if you don't have no real prospect as far as a mission or perspective and what you're doing as far as what you're doing to be a leader, if you're not raising up other people to be leaders, then there's something wrong with that picture. Okay? Yes, you have to leave people in responsibility of things and to build things, but if you don't have things evidently shown as far as a foundation in a community and you're not showing other people that, you know, self-empowerment, giving them self-empowerment, you know, giving them motivation, and it's just the same cycle of madness going on, eventually whatever is hidden, the truth is going to be exposed, okay? And how it can hurt these people, you have people invested, you know, in the idea of, you know, either whether you are a leader in the community or you a leader in a group to for a foundation or whatever the case might be. If you cannot see that to its full end and beyond, then you're just taking up space, okay? And better believe that the Most High will remove people out of that position. And whatever has been built, if it was built on lies, the truth is going to eventually dismantle the whole thing. And how it can hurt other people, you got people invested in wanting to come together, really sincere. You know, you have people that, you know, are vulnerable, you know, when it comes down to, you know, invested in what you have to do and your ideas and building a community and things of that sort, and you don't show forth. It's not good. It's not good. Okay, these people can be hurt because it could be a loss of time, effort, energy, could possibly even be money. And these people get damaged because now, when going forward, if they want to develop a community or want to do something, they'd be skeptical about the person or skeptical about, you know, a mission of the person's mission or motive in a group setting. So therefore, what happens in the leadership to a group of people, whether it's a community or not, it could be a foundation or whatever the case might be, what happens is that, you know, it causes people to perpetuate the lack of trust in your own kind of people when you're not sincere, you're not genuine. It causes division and discord when people are not serious, taking action, real action, to move forward in their mission or what they hear on this earth to make a difference, okay? So this is how it can hurt people from a leadership to a group of people as far as a community or foundation or whatever the case might be, and this is just general, okay? When you don't put your money where your mouth is or you keep making promises that are not, you know, fulfilled and people begin to see that over time, guess what? The Most High will dismantle the lie and expose the truth eventually. Okay, when it's just regular relationships, if it's a woman to a man and you are dishonest and you're not forthcoming in a relationship, whether you are a woman or man, once again, by you living off of a lie, it's like being a coward and you dying 1,000 times inside, because at the end of the day, even though this person may not know the truth, but you know it, you know it. You know it. You a coward dying 1,000 times inside. Why? Because you not being transparent with that person. You not telling that person the truth. Okay? Or you choose to uphold a lie just to make someone else happy, and you can't do that. It's not helping the relationship, emphatically. Okay? So it's always best to always be transparent, be forthcoming as far as even in new relationships that you build. It could be a partnership that you have with someone. Always be forthcoming. It's not just always about people's motives and what they want to gain from it or be beneficial. It's not always about that. It's not about that. It's about integrity and moving forward, building on a strong foundation, not a faulty foundation. Okay, it's not just about the desires of one person. It's about you and that person together. You're supposed to be a team. Why would you want to lie to someone who got your back? Why would you want to lie to someone who you know is going to be hurt or affected by the outcome of your actions or whatever you're doing, if it's a habitual behavior? Why would you do it? You might feel as though at the end of the day, I'm only hurting me. Yes, because if you're accustomed to self-sabotaging behaviors, of course you're not going to care about the person's feelings or how they're affected by it. But guess what? People are affected by the relationship because all they could think about is either betrayal. All they could either think about is the hurt. all they could think about is the rejection or the lies or being misled. That's all they could think about upon the choice of them healing themselves and moving on. You got some people who are damaged beyond repair, that sometimes some of the situations that they go through in life is so caustic. It's so caustic to the point that there's no way that you could change the situation. But, however, at the time, for the time being, it was okay. What that person didn't know didn't hurt them, right? But guess what? Even in telling the truth, it doesn't even help this situation either. Because trust is gone. The love may be gone. The unity may be gone. Things are just not the same. And I give a prime example, a broken glass mirror or a broken glass. Once it's broken, how could you put the pieces back together? You can't. You can't do it. So this is how it affects other people, and this is why it's important to be serious about your relationships. Don't go into relationships half-hearted. Don't go into a relationship thinking that, oh, I can get away. If you know you don't have no intentions on building or evolving as a person or evolving the relationship or evolving the group, then let it go. Let it go, because guess what? You're going to do more harm to yourself than you could ever do to anybody else. And that's the worst feeling of all. Worst feeling of all. I'm going to open up the lines again for any questions, comments, or concerns. 973, you're on air. If you have any questions or concerns, you can... Hi, hello?
Yeah, my bad. I was just listening to the show. I just called and I didn't have no questions. I was just listening.
Oh, okay, no problem. Okay. All right, so I'm just moving forward. Let me try another. 203, you on air? 203?
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and you? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I like the topic because it's kind of relative to some of the things I've been going through with my own relatives.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, because the relationships are, like, broken, like that glass you were talking about. Because I was, like, you know, a very loyal person to my family and to my relatives. And I feel like the trust is broken.
Right.
And I feel like the trust needs to be there in all relationships. And
it's true.
If there's no trust, you don't have anything.
Right. But you know what? Also, I want you to also understand this, is that even when you're dealing with situations like that, as I use metaphorically the broken glass, you know, sometimes you feel as though something was taken away from you, even in your loyalty and your frankness and your honesty. But what I can say is that how you can take back your power is by choosing to forgive them and moving on. Because what you have to understand is that you can never change nobody but you. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
You don't want your lack of trust to be perpetuated, in another relationship or in you just building a sister bond relationship or with somebody else who you just close to. You don't want that to have an effect on you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, so
I had to learn the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn the long, difficult way. Like, this is, like, repetitive in my family. So I had to learn that the best thing I could do was to forgive and to distance myself and just be very cool.
That's a good tactic, because guess what? When you distance yourself, it's for your own peace of mind and your mental health. Some people feel as though, and just generally speaking, when it comes down to immediate family or just an extended family relative, they feel as though, okay, because the love that I feel is going to, you know, succumb, you know, this situation because I love them, that's my family, that's my blood, or that's someone who I've been close with, you know, it's like they kind of like turn a blind eye to it when meanwhile it's hurting them by tolerating something that is not good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So sometimes, you know, people got to make that decision, such as what you did, to let go. Let go and let the situation ride out. No, let that person do, like, let your family do what they do and you do what you do. Because at the end of the day, at the end of that road, when there has to be a comparison, the Most High is going to see what they've been doing and what you've been doing to better yourself.
Yes, because.
And don't, yeah.
Yeah, I understand because, you know, this happens in many different kind of relationships. It's not just, like, family. It's when you have a husband, too. A lot of women put up with, like, domestic violence and shame, like, in secret. And
yeah,
they just can't find the strength to let go of the relationship, even when they had a chance, like, offered safety or security. They still would choose to go back into that situation.
I grew
up in all those kind of things, and it helped put clarity into all the different relationships that I had, and I could see how I repeated some of those mistakes, and I could see how I have grown from that and not doing any of that, that my the cycle that was going on in my family that went from my great-grandmother to my grandmother to myself. I'm not passing that on to my children.
Right. It's like a generational curse, and you have to break it. It has to be a breaking point because it's no good. It's no good. Some people are just comfortable with perpetuating a lie or just having a lot of chaos and confusion in family dynamics or even in relationships as well.
Yes, even when someone honestly asks you, is this what's going on, and you deny it, that's terrible because you had the chance to admit the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Even
right.
if you couldn't get the words out yourself, if someone just asks you to the point, why can't you just take the first step in admitting?
Right.
Because then the next will be acceptance of what you have done and willing to make amends.
Right, and like I said before, that confession is good for the soul, and I mean that literally, because when a person is able to just let everything out and be frank and honest and transparent, it clears everything, and then you give that person a choice whether they want to move forward or not with you. And nine out of ten, when a person is honest, you never know if that person is still going to ride with you to the end of the end of the world. You never know if that person wants to survive with you to the end, you know? So but it seems like people get so entangled and wrapped into their lives that they can't be transparent. So if they feel that they self-sabotaging themselves, so it's like, what the heck? But guess what? What happens when you got a cheating spouse, a cheating husband or a cheating wife or whatever the case might be, and then that husband contract HIV and he can't tell his wife, and they go in bed together, now she has HIV. You think that's really selfish, right?
That is very selfish.
Right, all along, you know, he probably feeling as though, okay, what she don't know can't hurt her because this is my habit, this is what I do, but meanwhile he's a homosexual on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And contract HIV. And this is no shot to people who are in the homosexual community, but this is just stuff that's going on, people who are in the closet.
Yes, they are.
Not forthcoming about their sexuality. So this is how it can affect the relationship because you can't take that back. It's caustic. You understand what I'm saying? You can't take back a disease of HIV and then build from there. No, that person is going to always be damaged. And this is what I mean. But, you know, when I tell young men or just men in general, the things that they do, or women, the things that you do can have effect on that man or that woman, you know, years later. And then think back to what that person did to them or said to them, or, you know, they could be affected by it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can. And there's no way to sometimes be able to reverse the damage.
Right, because that's why I said this is how it cannot help a person. It can't help you. Even in the truth,
mm-hmm.
it can't help the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but
all
sometimes you are willing to admit your mistakes or just admit that mm-hmm. you acknowledge that you were wrong. When you did
mm-hmm.
it, you didn't know, but now you know better and you're willing to
right.
try to do better, actually do better. Then someone can like, okay, you got it. At least you won't keep this behavior, like you're gonna like
pattern.
Stop behavior, this habit.
Right. So this is why I said too that if a person don't have the right intentions of evolving, you know, either in relationship or a leader to, you know, a group of people, if you don't have any intentions on, you know, leading the, you know, people forward or just extending your relationship, you know, into a healthy dynamic, then it's no point in moving forward or going on. Because it's a dead end street.
Yeah,
right.
So just, you know, like, cut your losses.
Right, cut your
losses.
But what
from
about
each other.
Right, but when you think about the leader to a group of people, you got people that's invested in that leader. Just hypothetically speaking in general.
Oh,
people
yes,
that's
yes.
People invested in that leader and that person show otherwise or do otherwise, or people start to wake up and see, okay, this person is, you know, it's a lot of people who've been leading and, you know, really not about, you know, their work or whatever that they're doing. But when people start to wake up and see this person is not really, you know, putting their money where their mouth is or really not extending or doing anything to empower or bring us forward, it's just the same thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
I understand.
Sometimes that happens
yeah.
to lead in a group setting, and sometimes you got people that feel as though they are in leadership, like a hierarchy position. They might try to instill fear into people to keep them to stay, but that can also be dismantled by the Most High.
Yes, because in the government or in the corporate world, they call that autocratic leadership. And
right.
they are finding that that doesn't work. It's only helpful in the short term, but not in the long term. Like,
right.
in the short term, what's helpful is because you might don't have other people to support you, like in a team and a collaborative network. So for the short term, you have to make decisions, like, because you don't have no other way of making decisions. So, okay, you can do that. But on the long term, you want to have more of a democratic style of leadership where there's more people who've given you feedback and advice, and then you can make a wiser decision that can last
right.
over the life of the project.
Right, that's true. I agree with you 100%. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that, you know, even in the project setting, if people don't have the end goal, but the vision, a clear vision of where they want to go, steps on how to execute, you know, long term, then eventually it's going to, you know, be dismantled once again. And it's just like with people coming into business, like, for, you know, people like small businesses, you start a business and then it go bankrupt after because of, you know, not having clear and cut goals of where you want to bring your business forward. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree. You need some clear communication. Clear
right.
to the point, like, you need an agreement, like a series of agreements. For different things that's going to come up on the life of, from the life of the project. Yes, you do. It's going
right.
to keep evolving. Mhm.
Right. It's true. But you know what? People live and they learn. And I even feel that, you know, the person, like, even when you think about the relationship dynamic, I feel like the person who's been doing a lying, they get, you know, hurt the most. At the
oh,
end
yeah.
of the day because,
the person who
yeah,
lies,
they
have to live with the lie.
Right. But I also
and sometimes they
that,
don't realize how damaging it is to them until they start losing things.
Right. Until that person is actually gone.
Yes.
They won't see how much of a value that person was. So that's truthful too for you young men and women that are out there, that sometimes it takes you losing things or losing a person in order for you to actually learn, especially a person who tried to build a foundation off of false lies. When the Most High dismantled that lie, that person looks embarrassed and pretty mm-hmm. much stupid in the end.
Yeah, that happened to my ex-husband, too. Years ago, I left him, and he still haven't gotten his act together, and he still wish he could have me back because I was real strong for him. But you didn't treat me like I was strong for you at the time. I'm not coming to clean you up now. No. That's
right.
Long gone.
That's responsibility, though. That's never your responsibility. I mean, but, hey.
My mom can't recover after that.
Right. Some people just choose to just move on. Some people don't even want to give a person forgiveness. Because you got people that have that FU mentality. And, like, I'm just leaving. But when you are a mature person and you're able to extend forgiveness to that person, then you got the power. You got it. You got it because you're forgiving yourself and you're forgiving that person, even if it is from a distance, and you're moving on with your life and let the Most High deal with the situation. That's how I
look at it. Yes.
Yep.
So the other person might find someone else. Like, they might get a second chance. Sometimes they might get a second chance to find someone strong as you were. And they might mess up again. Or they might learn.
They'll probably do better.
But sometimes they still don't get it and damage more than one person.
But, see, the thing in that is that even if you go into another relationship with baggages and you don't deal with the baggages, it's not the person, because you got, like, people got to realize that if you keep going into relationships and it's not always turning out to be right, you are the equation to it all, the common denominator to it all, of why your relationships don't work out.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
Go
ahead.
No, I said I do agree.
Okay, yeah, so that's my thoughts on that, too. So the show is coming to an end. Do you have any lasting remarks that you would like to share?
I just like for the younger men and women that's getting into new relationships to always be mindful that they need to take their time to know who they are as a person first. To know what to expect out of the relationship and to be honest about that. And if they are weak in an area, let the person know that I'm weak in this area. These are the things I need to work on, and I am, open to being reminded that I wanted to work on these things when the partner that they in a relationship with reminds them that you wanted to work on, for instance, they may wanted to work on trust or transparency. So if you come into a relationship knowing that you're struggling with transparency, and then your partner says to you, okay, this is an example here, this, like, you might get into a disagreement, and instead of just arguing, pause, take a breath, and hear that person out to see if it aligns with what you told that person that you needed to work on.
Right.
Instead of getting into a big argument where it just nobody wants to communicate anymore. They're just not listening anymore. It might even turn into spiteful actions over time.
Right. That's an unhealthy relationship. And then it goes into the aspect of mental illness. When people don't hear, if a person is narcissistic or a sociopath, these people don't have a conscience. They don't, associate with a healthy relationship or dynamic or whatever the case might be, and it's just a sad story in itself. People don't need to be in relationships where there's no resolution. Or a person, like one thing I learned too, when a person say that they're going to change, but then go back into doing the same exact thing over again, like you said, transparency, they say, okay, I'm going to work on it, and then it's an example of working on it, and then they choose not to do it, that's a prime example.
And then you have to make a decision. Am I going to put up with this? Because they're showing me who they are. They're showing me if their work ethic. They're showing me what they're going to do. So either I'm going to be tolerant.
Uh-huh.
Am I going to put up with it? Because you have to have boundaries. You have to set up boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And you have to know your limitations. And once you set a limitation, do not back off from your limitation, because you set that limitation for a reason. So once you start bending, giving up your limitation and keep on extending it, extending it, eventually you're going to be bending over backwards until you done broke your back. So
just you can't bend
stick
no
to
more.
Your standards. That's what they call standards.
Right. You have to have standards. And another thing, too, I will encourage people to have a non-judgmental relationship, because so many people are scared of the other party judging them, or, you know, thinking otherwise. And I feel like some couples, they should work on a non-judgmental relationship to welcome in transparency, to welcome in honesty. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, because that is a big problem. If you don't welcome if you are judging all
mm-hmm.
the time, then a person is going to be afraid to communicate. So,
because
they're going to already assume they know how you're going to respond, because you always come, like, repeatedly the same way in a judgmental way before listening. So they got to do with a lot of listening, too, and being patient while you listen.
Right. It's a conflicting issue, too. And another thing I would say, and that is so true, that sometimes a person may not listen, but I also want to highlight to the listeners that sometimes when you are a person who is understanding and you're willing to work with the person and you are non-judgmental, usually 9 times out of 10 when a person keep accusing you of saying, oh, you won't understand, or this, that, the third, or making it appear as though you are conflicting with them or confrontational, it's them trying to undermine you and play on your intelligence. They don't want to
That's
tell
a narcissist.
Right. They don't want to at all. They
That's
don't.
A
they
narcissist or empath. the
right.
empathic person is always listening, being patient, trying their best, and the narcissist is always going to say, you're not, you're undermining me. They're undermining actually the empathic person, the one who absorbs everything.
But at the end of the day, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person to empath, usually when you're dealing with a super empath, they can overshadow the narcissist on person. So at the end of the day, the narcissist might be thinking that they're fooling the super empath, but at the end of the day, that person gets the last laugh. Because they see, understand what I'm saying? But also, in addition, before we close the show, I also wanted people to know that in order to have effective communication, when it's one-on-one and y'all open and honest, one thing to do is you could have like a clock, like an alarm clock, and give each other at least 10 minutes to speak. And once that alarm clock go off, then, you know, you could speak or whatever the case might be. That will help encourage listening effectively and being able to communicate, giving yourself time and a deviating or moving away from being argumentative in a relationship. So that's fantastic that I've done in a relationship before, and it worked out well.
Yes,
so
excellent. That's like a communication tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just a mental note for people. But the show is coming to a close, and I thank you so much for your support and coming on and sharing your view. And I hope that, you know, you could take something with you and you feel empowered, you know, have a new mindset on things. And, you know, other listeners who just listening on the show, but you didn't call in, but I hope that you're able to take something with that as well. And thank you once again. And you all have a wonderful night.
You too as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.